Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 143 for Friday, November 14th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were mixed on choppy trading Friday morning as traders positioned themselves before the weekend. Values were on both sides of unchanged, with the January contract checking in at $426.80 per ton. Values received pressure from soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures. The Canadian dollar was lower, which boosts crush margins and makes canola more attractive on the international market. A weather premium continues to exist, though, due to uncertainty over the South American soy crop. Milling wheat and durum were untraded and unchanged. 25 barley contracts were exchanged. Soybeans were 14 to 15 cents per bushel lower, with the January contract checking in at $10.36 a bushel. Slow farmer selling depleted stocks and logistics problems transporting soy meal to end users in the U.S. sparked new imports from South America. The new South American supplies will make it tougher for the U.S. to use up its large ending stocks of soybeans. Weather forecasts are bearish for South American production, though, which lent some support to U.S. values. Corn was a cent lower, with the December contract sitting at $3.83 per bushel. Values have hit some technical resistance after making gains over the past few days. China has begun importing large shipments of Ukrainian corn at a price of $220 per ton. Cold weather in the U.S. Midwest is expected to boost feed consumption, while weekly ethanol production was at its lowest level since late July. U.S. wheat was 2 to 3 cents higher, with the December contract at $5.56 per bushel. Concerns over frigid weather in the Midwest and its impact on winter wheat continue to be bullish. Short covering has pushed open interest down to its lowest level since mid-September. The next resistance point for wheat could be at the 5.80 mark. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, November 14th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.